Please help, says Amber. My husband and I have been married for 1.5 years. In that time, he's cheated on me twice. I take my marriage very seriously and only ask for what I give in return, which is not any of this. By me being true to my vows, do I keep forgiving and working on a marriage where history repeats itself? I love my husband, but I feel like this is mental and emotional abuse. Please help me find some clarity in all of this. What do you guys say to Amber?
I'm going to address one thing. I'm going to hand this over to Jill.
Okay.
She said, I take my marriage very seriously. Mm-hmm. I think it's the wrong thing to take seriously.
Mm.
I think she should take marriage seriously, not her own marriage. And what here's what I mean.
Explain.
By that.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
I don't. Uh-huh. I don't get what he's
okay.
saying.
So I take marriage, which defined biblically as a man and woman committed to each other, remaining sexually committed to
faithful.
Each other, faithful, no infidelity. This is not that marriage.
Mm.
This is a different marriage.
Okay.
That he's not taking seriously.
Yeah.
So I can't take him seriously either.
Mm.
And that's what I mean. Hey, I take marriage seriously. When you then the standard becomes very different.
Mm-hmm.
Then the mind shift is like, wait a second. I can't take this one very seriously because he's not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what I mean by that, you know, because when sometimes if we have an unrepentant serial cheater and we're trying to then we keep ourselves trapped by saying, well, no, I can't divorce or I can't separate or I can't get safe because I take marriage seriously. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What marriage are you taking seriously?
Right. But I do really understand that because the marital vows and when you go through marital problems, mm-hmm. you really realize how important the vows are.
Yes. Yeah.
But you cannot be the only person holding onto the vows.
That's exactly right.
Right?
Yep.
It's like half of an arch. It mm-hmm. doesn't work. And yet that's where the focus is. So I love the distinction that you're mm-hmm. making because she is focusing on the wrong thing. And okay, here she's 1.5 years married. And husband's cheating. I wonder if this was happening before.
Oh,
did
right.
she
for
know?
Sure, right? Yeah.
Did she not know? And then what's going on, husband? Hey, what is going on with you that you are so afraid of actual intimacy that you are seeking false representation of intimacy?
Yeah.
And damaging our marriage in the process. Like, this needs to be seriously addressed.
Yeah.
And is he willing? And I think that's where, because she's also focused on, she's done everything she can. Okay. So does yeah. that mean husband is unwilling? Husband is denying the problem. So again, she can only do so much, but I think she has to put it out there that we need to do something here. This isn't normal relating. This isn't how marriage is supposed to go.
And I think to follow that line, because I think it's right on, is that she has to then take that next step and being like, you either go to every man's battle
mm-hmm.
or I'm filing for legal separation.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to your point, 1.5 years in, 2 infidelities. Mm-hmm. So this is not, these aren't one-offs.
Right. No.
This is a pattern of behavior.
Right.
That's causing a
but
lot of pain.
But he has some attachment issues that
for
really
sure.
need to be addressed.
Yes. And I would encourage her to immediately sign up for Restore,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and I know I can hear the listener on the other side. It's like, oh, you're just promoting your, you know, but listen, we wouldn't do it if it doesn't work.
Right. Because yeah. they're intensive.
Yes.
Right. You block everything else out and you get to do a deep dive into these issues that help set you up to do the work moving forward.
Yes. And I think that's really important that when we get clear, our decisions become easier.
Mm-hmm.
Having an intensive provides unbelievable amounts of clarity. I can specifically speak to every man's battle. You will get clear on a 360 view of your internal world mm-hmm. and what drives unhealthy sexual behavior. You'll get clear on its consequences. You'll get clear on its history so that denial melts away and now you can make the right decisions moving forward because you have clarity in the right path.
Well, and I think Restore does the same thing for
yes.
women because
yeah.
when you're in isolation, the embarrassment, the Christian ideas and ideals of I'm not supposed to speak ill of my husband, I have to work this out. Then when you go and you hear other women and the mm-hmm. struggles, and you realize, oh, this is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Right? You gain some strength and some backbone to do the loving thing that you need to do.
Absolutely. And I can validate my fears. I can validate mm-hmm. my hurts. I can validate my questions. That I don't have to now, if he's gaslighting, I don't have to participate in gaslighting myself anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I don't have to think that I'm crazy.
Exactly.
Right? Because yeah. the person who isn't acting out is usually doing a lot of self-reflecting. Mm-hmm. If only I do it different. Like Amber is asking, you know, have I done everything that yeah. I need to do? Right? Well, she's not the one that needs to do more. He needs to do more.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And that's what Amber says here. Do I keep forgiving and working on a marriage where history repeats itself? So I don't know what she's doing to work on the marriage. She says, do I keep working on a marriage? But it's time for him to get involved.
Yes. Yeah. yeah. Well, and I think that there is this common, very common mistake about forgiveness is that she says, I keep forgiving. I said, okay, great. But that's for you. It's not for him.
Right.
The key is, do I keep trusting? Mm-hmm. You're confusing trust and forgiveness.
Yeah, no.
So forgiving is letting him go and his decisions mm-hmm. and letting him off the hook for his decision. But trust is something completely different. Mm-hmm. Trust is building the security and the trustworthiness to provide strength in the marriage so it can be repaired.
Mm-hmm.
So again, forgiveness does not constitute closeness.
Mm-hmm.
And so the trust part is the part that needs to be worked on and focused on.
Mm-hmm. It would be good for Amber to get our book Worthy of Her Trust.
Yeah, she that's can available in the newlife.com mm-hmm. store for sure. So she's also wondering if this is mental and emotional abuse.
Yes.
Would you mm-hmm. say yes?
Yeah.
Yes to both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the three intensives that we offer throughout the year, Amber, you should definitely attend the Restore Healing After Betrayal intensive. Hopefully your husband can take part in the Everyman's Battle intensive because he's having these issues with sexual integrity. He's had affairs twice in the year and a half that you two have been married.
And I would encourage her to also check out, and obviously him, the Everyman's Battle podcast.
Mm.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, check that out today.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
hear them talk through what the issues really are behind the scenes.
That's true. That's yeah. true. So do that. And also Intimacy and Marriage for the two of you. That's another intensive that we offer here throughout the country, throughout the year. You can get more details about it at newlife.com.